News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Trade unionism should be taught in primary schools. That's the call this morning from the INTO, the Irish National Teachers Organisation. And Deirdre O'Connor is their Deputy General Secretary and she joins us now. Deirdre, why are you making this call?
We're making this call as part of Union Week, Better in a Trade Union Week. We're calling for our teachers to undertake a series of five lessons with children in fifth and sixth class that give them, you know, the background to trade unionism in Ireland and also the benefits of being in a trade union in the modern world. And I think that's a really valuable thing to do. There are five standalone lessons, but they're linked with the primary curriculum, particularly the history curriculum and indeed the methodology in the English curriculum. And I think they fit very nicely in with what teachers would be doing in the curriculum at this time. And it's worth doing it. This is, you know, kind of this week is a really important week for trade unions. It's our, you know, union week. Today's Workers' Memorial Day, where we talk about health and safety in the workplace.
Okay.
And indeed, May Day falls in this week as well. So it's just an opportunity.
And
to
should
do that.
We be teaching kids also about capitalism and communism as well as socialism, or just your particular brand of politics?
Well, we're not talking about teaching socialism or communism. What we're talking about teaching is we're talking about trade unions.
But trade unions really would be a left-wing pillar, surely. They would be a leftist politic position.
Like, well,
would we be teaching them about right and left-wing politics?
No, we're talking to them about the workplace and about issues that matter to people in the workplace, like, you know, kind of how a trade union can help you to get better pay, to get better.
Do you
better
see the point I'm getting at? You're suggesting we should teach children. It's almost like a form of recruiting or grooming. You're suggesting we would teach children one political perspective, because I think trade union, I mean, the labour movement, for example, labour politics are very closely akin to trade unionism. So you are literally suggesting we would teach them one political perspective at the age of 10, 11, 12?
I think what we're talking about teaching them is about a very fundamental part of our labour system.
Yeah,
labour
policies.
No, I mean our labour system, as in the you know, kind of workers and employers. This is about the workplace.
But you do
this
see that there are people maybe in the world who don't support unionism. There are people of a right wing perspective, for example, and I'm not saying that they're right, for example, at all. I'm saying you're talking about teaching children below the age of secondary school about one political perspective. There seems to be a movement, and I don't quite understand it, to teach children all sorts of things like gender ideology, now trade unionism. What is the desire to recruit
them
children to a kind of a mindset?
No, I think that's all. I don't think that's true. I mean, we teach children history. We teach
history and trade unionism
civil,
are
social.
Very different things. History is not a biased
trade
thing.
Trade union is part of our history.
Oh, absolutely,
back, I mean, that's one of the things. You know, that's
absolutely.
And that's the context in which.
But
this
that's my
taught.
Point. So should we be teaching them about people who don't agree with trade unionism?
Well, I mean, the history curriculum is a very wide curriculum, and it teaches children about all kinds of things in our history. So, you know, kind of there's a wide range of things there that they can learn about in terms of the history of our country. So, like, this is not going to be the sole focus of anybody's history lessons in their
it
classroom.
It just seems,
you know,
to me a little
part of
odd.
A broad and balanced curriculum.
Balanced. Well, the only way we would balance it is if we taught people. If we taught them that the fundamentals of capitalism as well, which I don't know that you would be in agreement with, would you?
I'm not against teaching, you know, kind of about, I'm not against teaching children to have a wide range. And as I said, it is a broad and balanced curriculum if you look at it. Not these particular lessons, they take one particular focus. But I mean, there are five lessons in a series of a year or in the series of a child's primary school curriculum where there are all kinds of, you know, kind of there are all kinds of things taught. If you look in your children's history books, you'll see, you know, kind of the things that are the things that are
do
taught
you,
there.
Do you accept that you are what you are actually suggesting is teaching children below the age of secondary school about your political perspective as opposed to anybody else's?
What we're teaching them about is how they can make their workplace better when they grow up and they go into the workplace. Some of these kids will be in the workplace in the next, you know, six, 7 years when they leave, when they get into, you know, kind of summer jobs in secondary school. And that's when they need to know about where do they go if they're not being well treated in their workplace, if their workplace
All
is
right.
not safe. That's what the focus of the lessons is.
It's a very interesting perspective, Deirdre, I have to give it to you. That is Deirdre O'Connor, their Deputy General Secretary of the INTO. I would love to know what you think about that this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.